Flasan is an offshoot of an Israeli company with two plants in Bennington. Both use carbon fiber as a lighter, stronger alternative to steel. Flasan North America, which makes armor for military vehicles, opened its first U.S. plant in Bennington to qualify for government contracts. The company later opened a second Bennington plant. It makes parts for high-priced sports cars. Bennington town manager Stuart Hurd says only one, the automotive facility, will be moving.
It's disappointing but not surprising when you think about it.
In 2011, the company moved its research and development arm to Michigan to be closer to the automotive industry. It later built a Michigan-based manufacturing plant. Hurd says Plasan has assured him that its armor division will remain in town. Bennington is also home to Command Composites, which makes carbon fiber equipment for hospitals and the aerospace industry. The town has seen these businesses as the core of a carbon composite cluster that could add new businesses to Bennington's industrial base. Michael Harrington is Bennington's Director of Economic Development. He thinks that vision still makes sense.
Certainly it's a setback, certainly it's something that we need to address, but I don't think it signifies a larger trend or takes any legitimacy away from what our current composite cluster can offer.
On Friday, a group of Bennington business leaders and local officials held an emergency meeting. Harrington says they discussed how Bennington can make the most of whatever state resources are available to help the town recover. The local group also plans to talk with officials from Plasan about the local workforce and how it can be improved. But Plasan Carbon Composites president James Stargard says the quality of the local workforce has nothing to do with the decision to relocate.
They've been terrific. This consolidation is not a reflection on anything to do with the people of Bennington, the workforce we had in Bennington, or anything like that.
The company has promised to offer its workers a generous severance package. For VPR News, I'm Susan Keese.